This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Well, is it finally arrived that we're going to be opening in the state of Pennsylvania May 8th on a limited basis? We got different colors, kind of like when they had 9/11, what happened? They had different colors. So the Northwest, it looks like we'll be opening up on a limited basis. We'll talk more about that in the last segment. And you want to stay tuned for segment two and three. Like I did last week, I aired a video with a doctor exposing the fraud about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Burke and Gates and the likes. So we got another one from another doctor who's a real renowned. So it's about 35 minutes. I'll play it on segment two and three. So you get about 24, 25 minutes of that. So again, name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148. So if you'd like to write to us, or you can email me at david@leavealegacy.com, david@leavealegacy.com, or call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, because we're still quarantined, but they're going to remove the yellow tape. Hopefully, it looks like May 8th. We'll talk more about that. It's a one-on-one basis. And we'll talk about the rules that Dr. Levine imposed. And, of course, Governor Wolf put his seal on it about these masks that they're requiring. I'll just give you one little tidbit. Our local paper did not print the entire correct story. So we'll see if they come out with an addition. They said it's not a correction if something's wrong. I said, well, you forgot to put in some valuable information regarding these masks. We call that an addition, he said. And that was Mike Rosnick. So I'll see. I'll give him till Friday. But the mask, if you have a health condition, I posted on our door, if you have a health condition, you aren't required to disclose it. You don't have to wear one. Now, the trouble is, some of these stores are not operating according to the law. They're making you wear one. And if you have a health condition, it makes no difference to them. They'll say they'll come out and make a combination, bring whatever they need. But that's not what the law is. We'll talk about that more. It's a 6-page, but I'll read that section later on, probably in the last segment, segments four, if you want to stay tuned to that. So if you're looking for our name to have a chance to write it down, just remember the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, let's Google that. And you'll come to an area on Google that says leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com has all our contact information. In fact, one of the reasons you want to go there, we have 6 mini on-demand seminars. One's on Social Security. These life goes on, folks. So are you ready to retire? Are you putting it off? Or maybe you've been forced out. You're collecting unemployment. So now you think you're going to sign up for Social Security. Well, we have a webinar on Social Security. In fact, my daughter, Sherry, used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. So that's on-demand seminars. Go to leavealegacy.com, on-demand seminars. One is, are you ready to retire? Ready to retire. And one of the things we do in our office, but you don't have to come in, you can just set up a virtual meeting because we can't see until May 8th, but you can do a virtual. And I kind of like that. We'll do maybe Zoom or just a phone call to talk. And you can set that up by calling our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. And so I'd like to get that complimentary consultation, learn more about what you folks do, and set up a time. So there is no charge for that. The toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. We ask you some questions on our first meeting. You ask us questions. We call that a discovery meeting. Then the second meeting, we want to see the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money? So one of the mini seminars is retirement ready. Do you have enough money? Well, one of the things is we do a planning session. We can do a Zoom with that. And you can see right on the screen, you'll be able to see through Zoom. And we'll put your information that's kept confidential. And it'll tell the road that you're on, you know, when you want to retire, if you're already retired, your investable assets, if you have pension or not a pension, Social Security, we can do some analysis on that. Inflation rate, investment rate, we put all this bunch of information in. Then we had, at the end, we kept push a button called calculate. And one thing about a computer, it's non-emotional. It'll show you if there's a default. And then it talks about some solutions that we can offer. We'll give you the pros and cons for that. So that's called the retirement roadmap, usually done on the second meeting. So you may want to call and schedule that. I'll give you the phone number again for that. So we have six mini seminars. One's on Social Security. One is, are you retirement? Are you ready to retire? Then there's one, paycheck for life. Now, have you heard the PPP they talk about? Payroll Protection Plan. This is not that. This is called a paycheck for life. Do you have a predictable? It's all about income, especially when you switch over to retirement. And a lot of people, you may have thought of before, but cash flow. What asset do you have can turn into a predictable guarantee that'll pay you a certain amount every single month and even has maybe a built-in inflation reserve? Do you have a program that like that? It's not, does it have any risk? Do you own something like that? Well, one of the things you can get from our office, we'll talk about it, is called The Smart Retirement by Matt Segula. We'll talk about how you can get that book. He talks about how to get a paycheck for life. So the three mini seminars I mentioned so far are Social Security. One is on, are you ready to retire? One is on guaranteed income, paycheck for life. One is how to have a tax-free retirement. That's big. If you ever ask your question for your advisor, if you have these qualified plans like a IRA, 401k, 403b, tax shelter, any kind of thrift program, anything where you got to pay taxes, has he or she talked about a plan? And I don't mean a Roth necessarily, although that is a strategy, a plan that can get rid of those taxes. Has he or she talked about how they can do that? Because that's one thing we do to our is tax planning. So tax-free retirement, women and wealth, and estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. So six mini seminars. Go to leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. You can view those six mini seminars. You can really spend hours. Lots of free information on that website at leavealegacy.com. So let me tell you about the book that you can get called Smart Retirement by Matt Segula. And it was forwarded by Michael Rosen, an MD, Chief Wellness Officer, the Rosen Family Chair, the Wellness Institute of Cleveland Clinic. How about that for endorsement? And there are several CPAs and attorneys that give an endorsement for this book. Let me tell you the topics. And again, there's no charge for this book, so just call us. If you're an advisor, you'll have to pay for it. We'll give you a discount on it. You might be able to share it to your clients. But we'll give you a little discount since you're listening. But Words is changing. Are you? The world is changing. Not words. Well, words are changing too, obviously. World is changing. Are you? Two of three important dates. How taxes adjust, taxes and cash flow. The third date and why the market may not save us. The trouble with RMDs. And, of course, the Secure Act changed a lot of those. You don't have to take out these RMDs if you're past 7.5, but now the new rules are 72. Past shows, I went into quite a bit of detail about that. Chapter 2 talks about the truth about fuzzy financial math. Chapter 3, using basics and float to gain financial freedom. Get smart. Enjoy strategic movement around retirement taxation. Chapter 4, 5. Chapter 5 is Smart People, Smart Plans. Chapter 6, My Personal Smart Plan. Chapter 7 is Time to Get Smart. I hope so, and here's why. 165 pages, hardback, called The Smart Retirement. Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Matt Sokola. If you'd like to get a copy, call our toll-free line at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. So let me ask you a question. Are you disappointed by the results of a buy and hold or buy and hope, as we call it, and hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you from another drop? What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in the future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, or a piece of information was a must-known fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision? I think most people do, especially one that would put your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is in your best interest before making that decision. So if you're interested, call toll-free 800-264-4963 for a simple three-step review process to allow you to add a circuit breaker to protect you. Again, that toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Also, our book, Sherry Marini and David Gallner and Jack Canfield, you know, Chicken Soup for the Soul. We wrote a chapter with some other people throughout the country, and our chapter is we reduce taxes by 50% almost 100% of the time. So I'd like to get an autographed book of that book as well as Matt Segula's book. Again, call the number. So in this next segment, it's going to be in segment 2 and 3. It's an exclusive interview with Dr. Rashad Buttar, B-U-T-T-A-R. Blast. Gates. Fossey. He exposes, and he's even more powerful than the last one. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategy Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message, and I will see you on the last segment, segment 4. Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Well, yes, my friends, we have another exclusive interview for you today. One that you will need to share to the four corners of the earth, because we're going to be asking questions and bringing you information that the mainstream media is absolutely ignoring. An emergency doctor blasting Bill Gates, the fake pandemic numbers. now in question as the economy collapses. Rashid Batar, he graduated from Washington University with a double major in biology and theology before attending medical school at the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences College of Medicine and Surgery. He trained in general surgery and emergency medicine and served as brigade surgeon and director of emergency medicine while serving in the U.S. Army. He is a board-certified clinical metal toxicology and preventative medicine. He is board-eligible in emergency medicine and has achieved fellowship status in three separate medical societies. Today, he serves as the medical director for the Centers for Advanced Medicine with clinics in California and North Carolina. These clinics specialize in the needs of patients with immune dysfunctions and toxicity issues, usually manifesting in various conditions such as cancer, heart disease, and autism. And for over 20 years, he has been ranked as one of the top 50 doctors in the United States. His first book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, became a Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon bestseller, and is now an international best-selling book translated into multiple languages. Now this week, a video he made called out the fraud that is being perpetuated across the world by the World Health Organization, the CDC, Bill Gates, the deep state, the mainstream media. It went viral with millions of views worldwide. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
Now, 3 weeks ago, you called this a conspiracy. You called out the hysteria being perpetuated to scare the world population based on false data. Now, it was Jerome Adams this week, the Surgeon General, and the Trump administration who agreed with you when they announced that they had dropped the World Health Organization and the CDC model and are now working with real numbers. Okay, this is directly from the White House. This is the Office of the Press Secretary. Now, Tuesday, the White House putting out this press release demanding accountability from the World Health Organization and committed to investigating the response, the false claims, and the cover-up. So explain to our viewers what led you to this discovery and how the numbers never supported their claims.
Well, Gary, basically, I have patients from all over the world, and patients were concerned about this, and they asked, and I put out in social media that, look, if you really want to know, I'll make a video about this. And I expected some people to respond. I had, I don't know, 700-800 responses. Just yes, please give us, you know, get us the information. So I asked the question because you're hearing stuff about conspiracy. So those videos that we put out were actually asking the question, COVID-19 conspiracy question mark. And as I started looking at it, I mean, to me, it just didn't make any sense anyway. We deal with the hardest to deal with medical conditions anyway. So it wasn't a big deal. I just remembered that when I heard about the coronavirus aspect, there was one particular component that we used intravenously a lot in our clinic. And I just made sure that we had 10 times the normal amount. And that was it. It wasn't a big deal. It didn't bother me. However, as I started looking at this information, and as I started seeing that this is actually a chimeric version, something that was developed here in the United States in 2015, it was published in Nature magazine, that it was developed in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hills, where all the initial studies were done. The chimeric research, despite having a moratorium by the US government to prevent any chimeric research, by the way, just so your audience understands, chimeric research basically means that they're taking a naturally occurring substance or virus, in this case, and then mutating it, genetically modifying it, changing the configuration morphologically to gain function. It's called a gain of function study or gain of function research. And that basically means that they're making something that already may have some potential to cause harm, making it more harmful, making it more virulent, making it more resistant. And basically, that's what I found, that they took the SHC014 strain of the coronavirus, the surface antigen component, and brought in the backbone from the SARS coronavirus, put them together, and then inserted HIV and MERS orthologs on top of it to make a more virulent, more detrimental virus. Now, the thing is that
if I could jump in for just a moment here, because what I think you're talking about is the moratorium that was placed, and then $3.7 million from the National Institute of Health was transferred to China so they could continue this research, even though the moratorium. So they basically outsourced this research to China. Is this the same topic we're talking about here? This news is just breaking?
Yes, this is exactly right. So it goes back to 2014. The US government decided, based upon certain virologists at that time, saying that, look, there's no justification for this kind of research. There's a potential for it to cause harm, cause a pandemic. So there's no justification for us to do this type of research. So the government passed a moratorium in 2014. Fauci approved budget monies to be sectioned for this type of research. So basically, and I'm getting really, every time I think about this, it gets me really flustered because I'm so angry that he basically broke the law. He more than broke the law. He created this entire cascade that we're seeing with the world shutdown was created by this initial aspect back in 2015. He broke the law. He went against government moratoriums. He took taxpayer money and he funded research that has now led to the COVID-19. In 2017, he was documented at Georgetown University saying that there will be a pandemic that this presidency will face, that this term will face. How did he know that in 2017 that something was going to happen in 2018, 19, or 2020? There's no, you can't predict the market from 3 days from today, what's going to happen. How did he know that there was going to be a pandemic? He stated the president of this president will face a pandemic. The exact quotes, I don't want to say the exact words. You guys have the video footage. My point is that when somebody starts making these type of statements, and then they were involved with the breaking of the law to fund the research that American taxpayers paid for, that then goes to Wuhan and now trying to create this diversion and say that it was China. God, I don't know whether it came from China or released in China, whether it was already released here. It's irrelevant. The complicity of what's going on right now, whether it was released in China or whether it was already here or however it happened, the U.S. system has condoned it, has jumped on it. They're opportunistic. They're shutting down the economy when they know, in fact, that there's no basis. I mean, there's no virus that leaps 6 feet or 12 feet. Now they're saying 13 feet. Complete misinformation. And I'm sorry that you've pulled the chain on me right now, but the mainstream media, when the Surgeon General came out and said that basically the Gates model, the Fauci model, the World Health Organization model was not going to be followed anymore, and they were going to look at the actual data, the actual numbers, the mainstream media didn't respond at all. All they said was, it seems like we're going to be going to 2022 before people can assemble together. That's what ABC put out. And Fox, or was it New York Post put out, it seems like that the 6 feet of social distancing is not going to be sufficient. It needs to go to 13 feet. There is no virus bacteria that jumps 13 feet. It's just, it defies every logical aspect of science and medicine. And what really, really pisses me off is that there's thousands, tens of thousands of doctors and scientists out there that know that this is a fraud, and they're not saying anything. Either one, they're scared of social ostracization because they're going to be called out, or social shaming, or they're afraid of that they're going to lose their license. For God's sake, this is changing the planet, and every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak. There is every aspect of science has just been literally picked up, thrown in the toilet and flushed down. It's like everybody's ignoring it. The fundamental aspects of how the human system works is being ignored. Physiology is being just put in the garbage bin. Every aspect of virology and infectious disease is being ignored. Koch's postulate has been ignored. Every aspect. Then we've got false positives coming from testing that we know is not adequate. And then the testing that they are doing, like the RT-PCR, the real-time polymerase chain reaction testing, that's already been shown. It was actually the guy who developed it in the 1980s, Mollis, said that you cannot use this testing for diagnostic purposes. You have to use it only for the where something has a genomic sequence that's already been identified. You can't use it for diagnosis, yet they're using it for diagnosis. And when that's not enough to justify the number of deaths that they've created this pandemic for, they're causing doctors and nurses to go back and change the death certificates to say COVID-19 is the first cause of death. And if that's not enough, now their mandate's being sent to every state, every doctor from every state medical board saying that there's no necessity to test. I got a letter like this myself. If they have symptoms, send them home. And then the mandate of listing the cause of death is COVID-19. The media propagating footage of hospitals and from one country to another country using the same footage, people, the same person dying multiple times, use of mannequins to show that the people are dying, and yet they can't even show ambulances that are doing anything. They're all parked. They're all sitting there. People are playing chess. They're playing card games because they're so idle. Nurses are being laid off right now because there's not enough work. But they're pushing this agenda of fear, fear, fear. The fear-mongering itself will increase your adrenal output, will cause more stress, more emotional distraught. The emotional aspect, one side, now you're talking about the financial aspect. People are going to get stressed. Guess what that does? It reduces your immune system and makes you susceptible to viruses, bacteria, to many other things. But then to create this illusion over something like COVID-19, which nobody has yet demonstrated a single death from the actual virus, from the proper established accepted methodology that a virus has caused this death. Nobody's been able to do that. It's all based upon PCR testing. And Gary, I don't know whether you know this or not, all the way back to 1984, all the way up to now, 2018, there are multiple studies that show that if you've had the flu shot, especially the trivalent flu shot, false positives on COVID-19 testing. God knows what's been injected into people over the years. They really want to know cause of death. I want to know how many of these people that have supposedly died from COVID-19, which, by the way, still the numbers are less than the seasonal flu. The number of deaths are still less than the seasonal flu. But I want to know how many of these people that died of supposed COVID-19 actually had a history of a vaccination, an adult vaccination, in the last 10 years. That's what I want to know, because the studies clearly show that if you've had a flu shot, you're going to test positive for COVID-19. So you got all this other stuff that's going on. They can't justify the numbers, so they're going to change the death certificates. They can't justify the numbers, so they're going to take different footage of different people and then attribute that to COVID-19. They just had, CBS had that nurse that was crying, saying, please give me a face mask so that I can take care of people, and I don't want to risk my family getting them infected. And then they find out that she's not, hasn't worked in a hospital in a year and a half, and she's some kind of a social media model.
Wow, wasn't that a powerful video? You only saw about one third approximately of that. So you want to stay tuned for the second or the third, well, second segment of that video. And if you'd like to get a copy of that, call our office toll free at 800-264-4963. And I'd be glad to email that to you. I did post it on my Facebook. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message, and we'll listen to part two on the next segment.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
I'm going to say this. I think that I've seen some petitions going around. I know Dr. Shiva said that Fauci should be fired. I think that's the nicest thing that could be done to Fauci. I think he should. He's a criminal. He's broken the law. He's gone against the government. I mean, to me, that seems like it's a traitorous thing to do when the government has passed a regulation and he's at one of the highest levels in the NIH. He's got a directorship at the NIH, and then he breaks the law, he breaks the moratorium, and then funds research against something that could potentially cause harm throughout the entire world, and he's in collusion with the foreign government to do. I mean, I don't know. That's a matter for attorneys to decide. But I'll tell you something. Fauci goes back to 1981. In 1981, he called HIV/AIDS the gay disease, and he was the one who funded the research behind a drug 3 years before it was even established that there was a real virus. So the virus was established in 1984. In 1981, he was pushing the agenda of a drug prophylactically to treat people for a condition that has now been seen to be related to lifestyle, nutritional status, all sorts of other things. He was pushing the agenda to push a drug that caused so much harm as a prophylactic, just to prevent HIV. Now, this goes back 1981. We're talking 39 years. This guy has a history of pushing an agenda. Here's a question that I want to ask you, Gary. Forget about the audience for a second. I just want to ask you a logical question. So here's the president, regardless of whether you are for the president or against the president, forget about that. The man is elected. He's the president of the United States, and it is our responsibility as citizens to follow the directive of our commander-in-chief. Whether you agree or disagree, that he went through the process, he got elected. So get off that bandwagon, people, and stop making a big deal between the Democrats and Republicans. He's a president, he deserves our support. But now the president comes out and says there's a drug called hydroxychloroquine, which has been on the market for God knows 50, 60, 70 years, and another drug, Zithromax, which has been, it's a macrolide that's been around for at least, that class of drugs has been around for at least 70, 80 years. Maybe Zithromax has been around for, I don't know, 20 years, whatever the case is. These are established drugs, they're safe drugs. Using them in combination, they're doctors that have shown at least 99% efficacy. They've shown hundreds and hundreds of patients they've treated. Nobody's died. Symptoms resolve within an hour, hour and a half to a day and a half, 2 days. Okay, so you've got this class. The president brings it out. And Fauci says, get this, Fauci says, unless there's some studies to show that, it should not be used. Yet he's promoting a vaccine that we have no idea what the hell that's gonna do. And he's saying that's okay to use? I mean, if that does not show a conflict of interest, I don't know what does. People need to wake up and realize there is a massive criminal component to this. This entire world economy, the whole world economy shutting down, it comes back to one person, in my opinion, and that's Fauci. Now, there's other people that are involved with the charade, obviously, but Fauci is the person that they put up in the front, and Fauci is the one who had the ability to stop this. Fauci has told a friend of mine, Judy Mikowicz, who I was doing an interview with just about an hour earlier, she went to jail and spent 5 years. She was threatened by Fauci 10 years ago when she came out to say that the viral studies and the research that she had done, and she was in charge of doing the research in Ebola to make it more virulent. The gain of function studies on Ebola, she was responsible for that. When she realized the stuff that she had developed and the stuff that she was researching was being used for nefarious purposes and she was going to be a whistleblower, her career was threatened and more, her life was threatened. She refused to back down. She went forward and guess what they did? They framed her and they put her in jail for 5 years. She's got a book that came out today, I believe called, it's called Plague Something. It just came out today. I'm telling you right now, Fauci, it can all be traced back to Fauci, but Fauci is just one of the players. There's other people, and you can start looking at what the agenda is. It's wide open. Anybody can go in and do their own internet search. They just need to open their eyes, they need to open up their mind, and they need to be married to no decision or outcome. Just look at it for yourselves, people. You've got your brains. Use your own brain. Come up with your own sequence of events, how it happened. Do the research, and you will, if you were following a logical, sequential thought pattern, you'll come to the same conclusion. There's no way that you can come up to any other conclusion. All roads lead back to the same place.
Now, let's take it back to another point you made, okay, regarding the classifications, the death classifications. What are you hearing from colleagues regarding those classifications or reclassifications concerning CV?
Okay, so I've had correspondence with many of the doctors that I've trained and some of the doctors that are friends of mine on a social setting, and they're all saying the same thing. They're saying that this is not viral. I don't know what it is, but it appears to be altitude sickness. It appears to be a hypoxic injury type scenario. And the doctors that have come out and actually stated this have been censored. My videos, part three, part four, and part five were taken off YouTube after they hit like millions of views. YouTube censored it first, then Facebook followed suit. Now there's certain videos that they've left up. They've left up part one, part two. We put out a video less than 48 hours ago. It was a 5-minute video about the Surgeon General and what he said and how the media is not covering it. And that one was, you know, had millions of views. But I know there are many doctors that are aware of this and anything. The doctors that have given me information, the doctors that have shared information with me that are in that setting, because I'm not doing emergency medicine now. I haven't for almost 20 years. I was trained in emergency medicine and general surgery, but my practice is dealing with cancer and other types of chronic disease, autism. We have patients from 93 countries. So I'm not dealing with the acute medical situation, but I have an in to many of the doctors that are taking care of it. And I'll just read you some of the things. I mean, the doctor that from the ICU, ER scenario that was in New York, that whose video went viral, they shut him down. They censored the video. And why would you censor a doctor that's in the field, that's in the trenches, taking care of people? And what he's stating, why are they not covering, allowing him to be able to make his statement? You know, bottom line is this, Gary, when you have an acute care situation, you have a respiratory condition, the first thing that you want to remember is to maintain the airway. So in trauma medicine and emergency medicine, we have what we call the ABCs of medicine. A is airway, B is breathing, C is circulation. So if the airway has a potential of being compromised, you want to stabilize that airway. So how do you make sure that a person is able to maintain that airway? We start off easily with 2 liters of oxygen per nasal cannula. You can increase it to 5, 10, whatever. At that point, then you can go to assisted breathing. You can go to CPAP, which is continuous positive airway pressure. Then you can go to BiPAP, which is bi-level positive airway pressure. And there's studies that show that actually CPAP or BiPAP is more effective than intubation. But as soon as you start intubating a person, now you've got many other things that happen. Okay, you've got the trauma, the barotrauma from the mechanical ventilation, that's an issue. You've got aspiration pneumonia as an issue. You've got the actual intubation process that can cause more inflammatory cascade and trauma to the airway. There's all sorts of different things. Once you start going into the intratracheal intubation part, there's all sorts of things that happen, potential problems. Now, what they've done is they have bypassed CPAP and BiPAP, They've completely bypassed it. They've taken people with respiratory conditions and respiratory stress, and they've put them right into the intubation aspect. And the doctors that I'm getting feedback from are saying, yes, there is an increase in respiratory conditions of people having that in New York, but it's not viral. It doesn't seem to make sense. It's as a hypoxic injury. It seems to be where the hemoglobin is disassociating. There's some kind of a disruption. And there is an explanation for all of that, but it's been completely ignored. The videos that were censored, there was a letter and a number that was the keywords that made those things get censored. And that was Now, I don't know whether you want to talk about that. Nobody said caused COVID-19. That's what mainstream media is saying, that there's a conspiracy theory that caused COVID-19. Not even an idiot would say that, okay? Not even an idiot would say that. What we're saying is that is changing the cellular matrix. It's changing the morphological structure of the cell membrane. And basically, the specific thing is changing is the voltage-gated calcium channels that allow efflux of calcium into the cell. And efflux of calcium into the cell is pathognomonic for cancer. It causes a suppression of apoptosis and uncontrolled cellular proliferation. There are over 2,000 published studies talking about the effect of this is the next generation of internet. Our normal cell phones are between 500 and 900 hertz. 1G is 1 billion hertz. The studies have been done to show between 1.7 and 1.8 gigahertz, or 1.7 to 1.8 billion hertz, causing all sorts of different cancers and neurological implications. When fully rolled out, it's going to be 30 gigahertz to 300 gigahertz. That's 30 billion to 300 billion hertz. Now, you're not telling me that that has nothing to do with this? I'm going to tell you the complete outline of these six videos, Gary, in 30 seconds. First one, COVID-19 conspiracy, facts versus fiction. I'll outline the facts versus the fiction. The second one was COVID-19 conspiracy, toxicology ignored. Everybody's ignored the toxicology component. There was what happened in Wuhan, outgassing of the incinerators causing massive, massive combustion of fossil fuel. People were inhaling this stuff. People were toxic. This went back to 2016, 2017, garnered international attention, and BBC and CNN covered that how the Wuhan people were in outrage, and there were public demonstrations because the quality of air was so bad. These people were poisoned. And we've got chemtrails, we've got all these different things. We've all been piled. Look what's happening with cigarettes, with DDT and all the stuff that's been happening generationally, and now recently glyphosate and all these other things, the opioid crisis, that our systems have been polluted with all sorts of chemicals. So toxicity is the first component that you gotta be aware of. So now we go, the third video is corrupted science. We've already talked about the COVID-19, how that was developed. The fourth video was immunity. Nobody said that is causing COVID-19, but is suppressing your immune system. It's taking a person that's vulnerable and making them more vulnerable. If it's a healthy person, it's decreasing their immune systems and making them more vulnerable. That's what we're saying. And whether it's radio frequency, electromagnetic fields being generated from the, whether it's dirty energy from electromagnetic fields that's been created, I don't know. I'm not an expert in that area. I'm not an expert in anything. I know how to deal with the human body. We have had numerous people from all sorts of walks of life, from all sorts of different parts of the world, come to us with serious, serious disease. And I can tell you that if we can take care of that, this COVID-19 is not an issue. And it's not an issue for many doctors. There are hundreds, if not thousands of doctors that feel the exact same way I do. You can do ozone autohumor therapy. You can do vitamin C. Already in China, they were using that. You can just freaking take selenium. There's misinformation being propagated by mainstream media right now about selenium. Selenium is a birth control pill for any enveloped virus. If you're really concerned about it, up your selenium dose for the next 10 days. It's so simple. You can get it from any health food store. But yet they're pushing this agenda for a vaccine. Why? That's the question we need to be asking.
Well,
why?
Let's ask that question, because what would you suggest is the motive for these world organizations pushing such blatantly false claims and spreading global panic?
Gary, I don't know, you didn't cover my military history, but I served with the 5th Special Forces Group. I served with the 2nd Infantry Division. I served with the 101st Air Assault Division. I was attached to these units as a doctor. I was part of these organizations. And I can tell you that we do a lot of things in the name of God and country, but then later in life, as we mature a little bit, we ask ourselves, if that was for God and country, then why did I have to take off my dog tags? Why did I have to take off my American flag, off my uniform? God forbid, if unforeseen circumstances were to occur, that US forces couldn't be acknowledged there. We have done a lot of things in the name of goodness and God and country under the pretense of public safety that are truly not right, not just the military. And many of my fellow veterans will attest to that. What is the agenda right now? Well, I don't know if you want me to go back and mention some things that could be really considered controversial, but if you remember the first Gulf War, why did we go into the first Gulf War? Do you remember, Gary?
Wow. Was that powerful or what? Folks, you got to get the whole video. You might want to watch it or listen to it a couple times. It's on YouTube by Dr. Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D, Buter, B-U-T-T-A-R. This gentleman, this doctor, has a lot of credentials. So again, if you'd like to get a copy of it, give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And when we come back, I want you to listen to this important message. I got some information, some facts that you're going to get a hold of what's going on, folks. But hopefully we're seeing the light. It seems like we've been in a twilight zone. So again, please listen to this important message. Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So let's talk about, I don't call this political, this is our very life. The Department of Justice, William Barr, said he would support legal action if governors, including our governor, Governor Wolf and others, if restrictions go too far, Barr says. You know, already two states with Republican governors, Georgia and South Carolina, and then Ohio is going to be May 1st, said they will allow some business to reopen as soon as this weekend. Now, Ohio's May 1st, but Georgia and South Carolina is talking about this weekend. Despite not meeting the White House recommended criteria to relax the COVID-19 restriction, Barr was asked what would he do with any governors who are indifferent to easing restrictions in their states. He said, we're looking carefully at a number of these rules that are being put into place, Barr said. And if we think one goes too far, we initially try to jawbone the governors into rolling back them back or adjusting them. And if they're not, and people bring lawsuits, he said, we will file statements of interest and side with the plaintiffs. So I hope that our government heeds that action, although I'm not sure if he is really intimidated or doesn't believe that's going to happen. He just seems to do his own thing because he has 2.5 years left and he's not running for election. Now, there was an article in the paper last Friday about these masks. And you can go on pa.gov and get this, signed by Dr. Rachel Levine, you know, formerly Richard Levine, Secretary of House. So I'm going to read paragraph 6, and I have it posted on our door. On these masks, it says, requires all customers to wear masks while on premises and deny entry to individuals not wearing masks, unless, folks, the business is providing medication, medical supplies or food, in which case the business must provide alternative methods of pickup or delivery of such goods. However, here's the key. However, individuals who cannot wear a mask due to a medical condition may enter the premises and are not required to provide documentation of such medical condition. How many stores are out there are breaking the law? Now, if someone doesn't have a medical condition, that's different, but you can't ask them. And also for children under two. So hopefully that's not a correction, according to Mike Rosnick. He said he's going to talk to the editors, and this will be an addition. He left out that very important information. However, individuals who cannot wear a mask due to a medical condition may enter the premises and are not required to provide documentation of such medical condition. How many people listening are aware of that? Now, hopefully we have enough time. We're going to talk about how to fight this disease, this plague. And I'll give you some good information from a doctor. Here's an article I got from Regenix. They're probably the... There's been in business the longest as far as stem cell therapy, Regenix. You might want to Google them. R-E-G-E-N-E-X-X. He says, if you remember way back to my second coronavirus posted 6 weeks ago, I did talk about that. I posted the fidelity rate of coronavirus was far less than the media was reporting. Then he goes in to talk about the Stanford study, and he says the basic math problem with media reported mortality rates, same thing I've been talking about, the media has reported all sorts of fatality rates for COVID-19. Now they're putting in, if it's probable, you got to list it as a cause of death. So if you have COVID-19 and you go on top of the roof and jump off and kill yourself, you didn't die of the suicide, you died of COVID-19. So they're adding that to the equation. So everything from 1%, they say, 10 times more than lethal than the average flu bug among all age groups, to 3 to 7%. He said the actual mortality rates reported back in early March outside of environments where total chaos were 0.2% to 0.65%. The current U.S. rate based on our total test versus total test is about 0.5%. So you remember when you were in fifth grade and you had fractions and decimals, you moved the caret two places to the left. So you move that over, that's 0.005. That's 5/1,000ths, folks. He said, however, anyone with a medical or science background has known for quite some time these numbers are fiction, meaning that we know there are huge swaths of people out there who had the bug and never had any or had very mild symptoms and who were never tested. Hence, the real math looks like this. And I won't go through the chart. But he says, however, the real rate can be determined once we know how many are positive for COVID-19 in a given community versus how many died. So what's the real fatality number? Well, a crew from Stanford decided to test more than 3,000 people in Santa Clara County, California, for antibodies to the novel coronavirus on April 3rd and 4th. And this is the latest. You probably heard this study maybe someplace else. It's the largest data set to date of the average Joes and Janes in the community. Based on various adjustments, including for test accuracy, the percentage of population that tested positive for COVID-19 in Santa Clara ranged from 2.5 to 4.2%, given that Clara County has a population of 1.93 million people, a little bigger than ours, right? That means the researchers estimated that 48,000 to 81,000 people were infected. He said if we split that in the middle, that's about 64,500. So he said for These numbers show that the virus had spread far wider than anyone thought, about 50 to 100 times more widely. Second, there's a much bigger story here. Why? The total number of people who have perished to date to COVID-19 2 weeks later in Santa Clara County is 75. Even if we add another 20 deaths for people now in the hospital, the total fatality rate is 93 out of 64,500, or 0.14%. So what's the fatality rate, he says? Influenza among all age groups, depending on who's reporting data, about 0.1% or less than 6. The best flu fatality rates are in the 0.05% range, but higher death rates are reported in a particular in Asia. So based on this new data, which is most expansive to date, he said, Clara data or similar data set where an entire community was randomly tested for SARS, remember that one? COVID-2 virus, more data increases or decreases fatality rate. That remains the scene. So he says, first, as I have written, the SARS-CoV-2 virus is likely 2 to 3 more lethal than the flu. However, COVID-19 is different than the flu. First, unlike the flu, it hits elderly and the hardest, and it doesn't seem to hit very young. In addition, it also seems to kill seemingly random individuals who likely would perish from the flu. That could be due to the Cytokine storm. He says, I've discussed in addition, the virus requires significantly more hospital resources, etc. If you'd like to get this report, he goes on to quite a bit of detail. So let's turn to some positive things and what can you do to try to help prevent from even getting it. You know, Mercer County, we have 59 that contracted and one person died. And I found out from one of my clients, the person was in a nursing home in O'Brien's, which is in Brookfield, Ohio, and the person lived in Mercer, so they counted. I'm not going to mention who the individual is. So the coronavirus, according to Dr. David Bronstein, B-R-O-W-N-S-T-E-I-N. He's from Michigan. Coronavirus is one of the more than 200 influenza-like viruses that infect humans on a yearly basis. The 2019 version, COVID-19, happens to be a highly contagious strain. It's similar to other flu-like viruses. Now, here's what he's talking about you should do. Just like the flu vaccine, the first step is do not rely solely on flu vaccine. Since 2000, the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has tested hundreds of thousands of patients with flu-like symptoms to determine what is causing their symptoms. And folks, if you didn't get a chance to listen to that video or you want to see the rest of it, what he says about vaccines. I've never taken the flu vaccine. The truth is, according to Dr. Brunstein, is that since October 2017, only 12.8% of people with flu-like symptoms tested by the CDC came back positive for influenza. That means that 87.2% of people with flu-like symptoms had contracted another infection organism. So he's talking about building up your immune system. And we're running out of time, so let's give you something. You want to take high doses of vitamin D, vitamin A, C, some zinc. Build up the immune system. Of course, cleanliness. I should have to tell you to wash your hands and be careful around people that have sneezing and coughing. That's with the flu or anything, folks. That's just common sense. But if you'd like to get this special report by Dr. David Brunstein, again, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free on anything that I talk about, books or so forth, and we'll be glad to ship them out to you at no charge. We'll even pay the shipping. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. If you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation on the phone to learn more about our company, there is no charge for it. So, folks, remember this. The most important decision, that's important, but guess what? You're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? I have another radio show I do tomorrow, Sunday morning from 8:30 to 9, called One Way Radio Network. Jesus loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. He stands at the door. You will not get there. That's why we call it One Way Radio Network. You won't get there because you're a good old gal or boy. You must repent of your sins, act for forgiveness, sorrowful, and then do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God and mean in your heart, and you will spend eternity in heaven. Now, once you do that, you still have old rotten nature like me, and now you have a new nature. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.